Are we witnessing the dawn of a new era where artificial intelligence becomes the kingmaker in elections? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Friday, March 7th. Here's what's making waves in the world of electoral disinformation and artificial intelligence. Let's get into it. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. Imagine a world where political campaigns are orchestrated by artificial intelligence, creating synthetic media that blurs the lines between reality and fiction. That's not a far-off dystopian future. It's happening right now in India's electoral landscape. In the bustling streets of Kolkata, a corporate professional scrolling through his phone stumbled upon a video of Bollywood actor Ranveer Singh. The video showed him making controversial political remarks. But here's the catch: the video was a deepfake. The actor's lip movements didn't match the words, and the voice had a mechanical ring to it. This is just one of thousands of AI-generated deepfakes flooding social media during India's general elections. What makes this all the more striking is the scale and sophistication of these artificial intelligence tools. In India's 2024 general election, involving 969 million eligible voters, political parties invested an estimated $50 million in AI-generated content. They used synthetic media to reach voters, stoke emotions, and even spread misleading narratives. One of the most audacious uses of artificial intelligence was the creation of deepfake videos of deceased political leaders, like former Chief Ministers M. Karunanidhi and J. Jayalalitha, endorsing current candidates. This synthetic resurrection played on nostalgia, giving false legitimacy to campaign messages. The professionalization of India's deepfake industry is alarming. Companies are specializing in creating synthetic media for political campaigns, making digital avatars and AI-generated audio clones with startling realism. Firms like Polymath Synthetic Media Solutions and Monium AI are at the forefront, producing content with just a few photographs and minutes of speech. The Election Commission of India, realizing the threat, issued directives for the removal of AI-generated disinformation. Yet, enforcement has been patchy. Meanwhile, platforms like Meta have been criticized for approving AI-generated political ads that contain disinformation and hate speech. India is taking steps to counter these risks. The Misinformation Combat Alliance has launched the Deep Fakes Analysis Unit to monitor synthetic media. However, without robust regulations and digital literacy programs, the threat of AI-driven electoral disinformation remains potent. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. Today, we explored how AI-driven disinformation is challenging the integrity of electoral processes in India. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.